Expects Elaine to offer feminism after Trumplandia course in spring. By Tom Sikata on December 16, 2020. Tulane University will offer a course called Feminism After Trumplandia during the spring semester. The course, which will be taught by English professor Kate Baldwin, will focus on the plight of women in a post-Trump America. The professor claims it is not a politically partisan course. According to a report by Campus Reform, Tulane University will offer a course about feminism in the age of Donald Trump during the upcoming spring semester. The course, which has been taught by Professor Kate Baldwin in the past, has been redesigned for the upcoming semester to address the inauguration of a new administration. The course description suggests that students will analyze Donald Trump's presidency in light of various hot-button social issues such as abortion, the Muslim ban, and transgenderism. When Donald Trump became the 45th president of the United States, many worried that a new era of precarity for women had begun. The defunding of Planned Parenthood, the Muslim ban, assault on pro-choice legislation, rescinding of protections for transgender students, the president's own history of sexual assault, to name only a few, all seem to present an unprecedented dystopia for women across the political spectrum. Indeed, as we anticipate the inauguration of a new administration, how can we begin to make sense of the events of his reign? Despite the charged nature of the course description, Baldwin said in an interview that the course is non-political. "It is not a politically partisan course," Baldwin said. "It is more about the movement of feminism from 1950 onward and trying to chart how it has changed under the Trump administration." Breitbart News reported in September that a former staff member at Tulane University was shot after he resisted arrest on campus. Police obtained an arrest warrant for 28-year-old Tyvin Aples after he was accused of masturbating in front of a coworker at the university. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.